This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, another bad weekend, BT, in Yankees camp, and I can't say that I'm shocked at this with the latest with Gerrit Cole. We don't have definitive word yet, but the expectation is that we will find out at some point today. It is not good. Sounds like it's going to be Tommy John for the Yankees ace.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees have a whole world of issues here. They really do. He's not pitching this year. I mean, I would be absolutely stunned if it's contrary to that. So now, you know, the thing that I think gave, I'm talking about the sensible Yankee fan, not the lunatic Yankee fan, the Yankee fan who's somewhat grounded in reality, and there's many of us, despite maybe the numbers come across that way. I think the reason why a lot of people thought the Yankees could be really good this year is the pitching. I mean, everybody knew there was a hole in the lineup, maybe two, maybe three. The pitching was thought to be so good that the other components on the roster could kind of, you know, fight through maybe some early transitions as young kids, find a leadoff man, settle in left field, settle in at third base, settle in at DH. All those things that are still very big variables, by the way, and that the pitching, like last year, would set the tone. The season's changed radically. I don't know what anybody wants to hear. I don't know what they're expecting to hear. To think that the Yankees are going to have anything but a massive battle on their hands the entire season to be a playoff team, to me, is not the reality of what's going on.
But does it really change that much? Because I don't know, like, you and I had this conversation when we were going over the question marks, right, for the Yankees, and Cole was kind of one of them. Not that we wouldn't trust his ability to perform if healthy, but he's another year older. He was, you know, hurt the beginning of last year. He wasn't his vintage dominant self. Like, I thought in part of the reason that they got Max Fried was for some insurance in case Gerrit Cole would go down. Now, on top of Luis Gil, that's where it really hurts. But I don't, like, this is not shocking news. It's also to the point of why I'm saying you can't invest big in starting pitching. You just can't do it. Now, the Yankees got some great years out of Gerrit Cole, but this is the uncertainty of starters, and that's how their team is built with the big money in Cole, Fried, and obviously Carlos Rodon. But I don't look at this team, BT, and say, well, they can't go out there and win a World Series now. It's obviously a lot more difficult without dreaming about that 1-2 punch in the postseason against the Dodgers, specifically Cole and Fried. That's in all likelihood over. But it doesn't mean that the Yankees still can't get through the American League, which is weaker. It doesn't mean the Yankees can't get to a World Series. And maybe, hey, look, maybe Gil comes back and he emerges the number two behind Fried. Maybe Rodon reverts to form what he once was at his best. Maybe Schmidt takes the ball as the number two. Maybe they go out and get somebody. The season isn't over.
No, it's not over.
It's going to make things more difficult on the Yankees on what has already been a very difficult spring.
It's been a catastrophic spring. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I think it's the worst spring I've ever seen. Next man up, though. You got to get to it. Next man up. That next man might be Will Warren. He might not be. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no other way to paint this. I mean, it's okay to come in on a Monday and lay it out there and say, dude, things got very complicated over the weekend. Now, I hear you about Gerrit Cole missing 17 starts a year ago. And even when we did go over this, you and I, like, there was you know, some warning flares, like, all right, you know, is he quite the same? And we both didn't think that he necessarily was, but the stability of, at least the perceived stability before this injury, of him going out there and taking the ball every 5 days and grinding out, I guess, at least competitive performances to give the offense a chance to sort itself out.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're running some more sticks out there, I don't know that the, yeah, of course, you're still going to be disappointed. Gerrit Cole, in all probability, is out for the season. But, you know, have your way to a couple of wins. Figure it out. I think that, you know, right now, I and I still think they're a playoff team, barely. But I think right now, Sal, we're going to see a lot of games where the offense is fairly quiet, and there's going to be a couple of more games because of Cole's absence where the starting pitcher gets knocked around a little bit. Right, and so now the bullpen will be more tired as a result.
See, for me, it's less about Cole and more about the loss of both Heel and Juan Soto, right? Because they basically overcame Cole. I know he came back last year. He wasn't vintage Gerrit Cole. He was nothing close to vintage Gerrit Cole. And they did the bulk of their damage, as a matter of fact, when they were at their best, was the beginning of the year where Cole was nowhere to be found. So I don't think that the Yankees can't overcome losing Gerrit Cole. It's can they overcome losing Gerrit Cole and having a significant injury to Luis Heel? We're talking about 3 months, maybe at best.
Mm.
And having to replace Juan Soto, even with other good pieces, still, like, you're losing Juan Soto. It's not just Gerrit Cole. It's all the other things.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the answers are, we don't know yet. Like, they could overcome this loss of Cole, even with Heel, even without Soto, if Bellinger, Dominguez, Volpe, well, it's like all the same question marks that we had. The problem is there are a lot of those question marks, and now the knowns, no Stanton, no Heel, no Cole, that hurts obviously even more.
Do it this way. How many givens right now are on the Yankee team?
I mean,
it's a short list. You want to run through it? So it's Aaron Judge.
Right.
It's Devin. I'm going to bounce around. Devin Williams.
Yeah. And even, like, he's a closer, so bullpen. I know he's a given, but bullpens are so fickle.
There's some volatility in the bullpen.
Here's the way that I would say that, BT.
Yep.
The Yankees' bullpen overall, that's the one constant forever, it seems. Cashman, Boone, they always figure out a way to maximize whoever the arms are on the bullpen. So I wouldn't worry about the bullpen at all.
I'm not. I would put Jazz on the list, too. You know, I mean, really, I'm doing this way because if I do the other way, it's going to take longer. There's just a lot of questions, and we've gone over this chapter and verse. Now, I'm a huge Wells fan. Not everybody shares that enthusiasm. We'll see. I don't know that Goldschmidt's cooked. I believe that he's not closer to
not.
But I don't know. You know, we've talked about Volpe a million different ways. Which version do we get in year three? I don't know. What about third base? I don't even know who's going to start on opening day. What about Dominguez in left field? Not sure. Belly will be fine at center. Judge is the man in right. There's just a lot of questions, dude.
And even with the rotation, I'd love to say, well, yeah, Fried, and I did say this, Fried would have been the one guy that I would have invested long-term in the offseason, but we don't know. Like, it's the first year in New York. Now, again, do I think he's going to be good? I do, but how dominant is going to be in his first year in New York, and now even more pressure on him to be the guy as opposed to just sliding in nicely
Candy's
behind
in.
Gerrit Cole.
Candy's in. You know, and he seems to have the appetite for New York, but until you go out there and you do it, you got to see somebody do it. And I understand this, guys. Like, everything that I'm saying about the Yankees is obviously baked in with the Heel injury. If it was just Gerrit Cole, it's a different energy. It's a different feel. I mean, you just lost 40% of the starting rotation and in all probability 20% for the year. And this is best case scenario where Luis Heel is out for 3 months. Best case. What if there's a setback? Listen, I do think that it's going to be a nightly battle to stay afloat. And I'm embracing it. That's fine. I think that the thought that the Yankees will just, you know, because of Judge, because of the Yankee aura, that they'll sock their way at this point to 95 wins, I think that's ridiculous. I think to think that the Yankees will drown a very fast death, I think that's ridiculous. I think the answer is somewhere in between. But I will say this. Every time we talk about Aaron Boone, one of his greatest characteristics that I point out a lot is his ability to maintain and kind of keep things stabilized when there's a lot of injuries or things are going awry. I think that's maybe his greatest trait, just a common, calm projection. And right now, his mind's got to be flooded with things that are wrong with this team, but I actually like his consistent demeanor. I think for this situation, I think the Yankees got the right guy to try to fix it, and now we got to see. And you got to pray to God that Judge stays healthy and that Judge has an Aaron Judge season. You have to pray.
Well, we felt that way before. If something happens to Judge, they're toast. So, I mean, that's a given. It's just what was a great strength of this team, maybe the strength of this team, along with the bullpen. I mean, those are the two strengths, the bullpen and the starting rotation coming in. It's an argument you and I have had many times where you're saying the Yankees are the best rotation in the sport, or at least right there with the Dodgers, and now all of a sudden two of their best three are out to start the year for a significant portion, Cole probably the whole year, and he'll at least half the season. So even that's an unknown. If he does come back, I was going to look after that.
And the other guy missed 15 starts last year, Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, well, and what is his deal right now? Is he healthy?
He's all right.
Okay.
I think he's all right.
Can you just confirm that? Because I was looking at a graphic this morning. Actually, somebody was texting me this.
Yeah.
And it was on MLB Network, I believe. Healthy rotation options for the Yanks. Fried, Rodon, Stroman, Will Warren, Carlos Carrasco, Alan Winans, and Brandon Liebrand, and not even Clark Schmidt on there. So I don't know if he's banged up or what.
We get Charlie Liebrand at this point.
Relation. Either way, point is, it went from a great strength to now you're looking at Fried, Rodon, Schmidt.
No, it's different, Stroman. Dude. It's different. There's just no way to obscure the reality of the Yankees right now. It is different, and it's going to be hard. Doesn't mean you can't do it. Not going to be easy. Not going to be pretty. You know, listen, if it was a stronger American League, maybe it feels even more ominous today. But listen, these are shots that I don't know how many shots you can withstand. You know, with the Stanton stuff and obviously Cole and Hill. How many times can we get on the air and say, well, I mean, eventually this catches up to you, here we are.
And they lack depth to begin with. Yeah. So, yeah, all these blows before a game is even played that matters.
I know.
It sucks. Right. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joe is in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
So, if they wind up losing Gerrit Cole for the season, you think they pivot and consider going back to the opener? I mean, their bullpen is usually pretty strong, and maybe that's one way they can go.
You can't
I
do
know,
that.
I'm not a big fan of it, but
Joe, how are you going to do that in April and have it be sustained throughout the course of the year? And thank you for the call. Now, I'm not saying, BT, that you can't do that for a start or a game here or there.
An opener.
That's what before we have opening day.
Opener. I think the better thing would be, now you've got to be in on somebody like Dylan Cease, or you've got to be. You've got to be. I don't know that they will be, but you've got to be.
How much of the Soto trade from a year ago now coming back to hurt them a little bit?
Yeah, a little
bit. Just King. I mean, what was it? Was it Vasquez, Brito, right? Obviously King. You're not going to miss Nestor Cortez necessarily. I know that wasn't that trade. I'm just looking at his
Forget about Nestor. You know, I didn't get it because of the paywall here. There was something in the post about the Yankees can recover some money with the insurance for Garrett. I don't know to what degree. But if you can, then you reapply it. Then you can get somebody like Dylan Cease or somebody else. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying you do it today. Like, you know, you give some young players some rope here, but eventually the Yankees going to have to make an upgrade. I mean, everybody's got to know that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, it went from a great strength to a big weakness with this team. And that's why, like again, I'm not trying to say, oh, look, I was right. It's something that I had to evolve and learn with the way the sport is going, BT. But I feel like you could, you know, the Mets have been hit with some injury too. With Alvarez, we could get into that. But I feel like you could overcome. The Stan stuff wasn't good, but it was like, all right, big deal. What were you really counting on staying anyway? The Yankees will figure out a way to get a bat, and if not now, you know, in the minors or whatever, they'll go trade for one. When this type of stuff happens to your rotation, and that was the biggest point when Hill went down. I said, okay, well, they'll be all right without Hill for a few months, but now there's no margin for error. Now the next thing kind of cripples them, and that's what happens here. That's why I cannot invest big in the starting rotation. It just doesn't make sense. You're paying. Now, again, Gerrit Cole's great. I love Gerrit Cole. The signing at the time was great. It was also, to me, a different time several years ago where we are now. and the Yankees continue to invest big in that starting rotation.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, and I know what you're saying, and I don't completely disagree. It's evolving a little bit here, unless it's like somebody like Skeens in a couple of years. I mean, even that is probably not worth it because the way he throws, you would imagine the young man's going to get hurt at some point. But, I mean, I really can still look to Stanton's contract as the most detrimental contract on the on the roster. Like, if Giancarlo Stanton's not here, not to mention the money that's bleeding every time DJ LeMahieu gets a check in the mail every couple of months. So I see it both ways here. You know, the big contracts the Yanks have given going back a ways, I mean, even in the 70s with Catfish free agency, like, they've usually been pretty good. Now, there's misses as well. But you go back to CeCe, you know, Mike Mussina, like, they've hit more times than not.
Understood,
obviously,
but
Gerrit Cole's a hit. You want a Cy Young.
Understood, but with the way that the sport has evolved, you know what I mean? Like, the Mets,
I do know what you mean.
Mets don't have a good rotation, all right? We know that going in. They didn't have one last year, and yet they got to the NLCS, and they again do the same thing. Okay, they lose Montas, they lose Manaea for a little bit, but it's less of a blow because they weren't relying on them anyway, and they're not paying them big money.
Yeah.
When you're paying, and I'm not saying the Cole contract was bad because I don't think that it was
imagine
bad.
Imagine if they would have given him the extra couple of years.
Yeah, well, I mean, they knew it, right? He wanted to opt out.
Oh, yeah.
They knew something was up here. But when you now have Fried and Rodon on top of it, it's a lot of money.
Adds up.
In that rotation, and just pitching is impossible.
And by the way, Sam, I've been saying this for a year. That's why if Hal's going to remain kind of married to this number, which he appears to be, that's why it's paramount that these young kids pop. You can survive this way and accent the roster with 3, 4, 5 big ticket contracts if the Volpes and the Rices and the Wellses and the Dominguezes, if they're playing every day, you can get away with it.
Joe is on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
You just stole my point right there. They 100% knew that this stuff was going on in the offseason, hence the hard stance on the opt-out with Cole. And they openly admitted they knew Stanton was hurt last year. Why would they delay any of this? I don't understand it. And you know, and it goes back to what you're saying in regards to the large contracts. $18 million for Stroman, we could be using that money elsewhere right now.
Oh, right now you need him though, Joe. Right now you need Stroman in that rotation.
But a 6 ERA at home for $18 million, I'd rather have signed Jose Urquidy for $1 million and hopefully he pitches to under a 6 ERA.
Yeah. See, okay. But that's the point about the better investments, and you're trying to get a better, bang for your buck, so to speak. And the Mets have done a good job. And that's just one team that's in town. That's why we keep referencing. And thank you for the call, Joe. That, to me, same thing with Montas, right? Neither of us like the Montas signing because of what he did with the Yankees. But they look at it saying, okay, well, here's the value. We're going to try to get a good value here where this guy could potentially pitch like a 2 or 3 in this rotation, and it's not really a big risk. And even if he doesn't perform,
he's gone soon.
Yeah, it's a 2-year deal.
Yeah, no, I get it. I know.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. That's why when you talk about this, I don't think it's nuts. I'm confused about one thing. This ties into what's been, just a miserable. You can't have a worse. It can't be worse. Well, let me slow down for a second.
It can always be worse.
Yeah, it's true. It can always be worse. But it has been alarmingly bad for the Yankees so far. And let me just pivot for a second to Stanton. I've got a legitimate question. So both elbows, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If he's going back for the PRP, the third round, where you inject the blood, you spin the blood, hopefully it works out. Who knows? They probably won't, knowing him. But then he's basically said if it doesn't work, he's done for the year. If you're not having, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm honestly asking the question. If you're not having Tommy John surgery on both elbows, which I've never heard of anything in my life at the same time, why would you be declared out for the year? There's such a thing as arthroscopic surgeries. Why is it just, it's like all or nothing with Stanton? Like, I don't know why there's not an answer in between.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know because you're getting into medical stuff here, but it just does not seem good. You would think that rest would have done him some good in the offseason. He said he was dealing with this stuff, right, during the postseason last year, so it didn't catch them by surprise. How could it catch anybody? Here's the point. If the Yankees were forward-thinking, they would have made changes, significant changes, years ago. Because we were talking about doing just that, even if it just meant moving on from Stanton, finding some sucker to take some of the money and getting rid of him and freeing yourself of that burden. But no, they wanted the thought of having him in the postseason and right behind Judge in that lineup, so they ended up holding on to him. And I don't even know if they did try to trade him or not, but I'm assuming that they did not. Same thing with even Gerrit Cole. Before last season, when the Yankees missed the playoffs, there was some thought and some talk about, hey, you know what? Now might be the window to maximize this. I know it sounds absurd, but you could trade Gerrit Cole now, get a haul for him, and let somebody else take on the contract in him in his aging years. And they could have went and signed Max Fried just like they did anyway. So I know in the moment it's like, oh, that's crazy talk. But looking back, what would have been crazy talk? Would you wish that the Yankees would have maybe moved on from Gerrit Cole and gotten a boatload back for him and cleaned out some of that salary?
Well, I mean, the way you throw it out there now, sure. Bottom line, you think the Yankees are a playoff team this morning?
I do, 100%. Yeah,
I'm 100%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, look at the landscape of the American League. Yeah, and I think it's the Yankees.
I know it's not as good as the National League, but again, we're doing this where we're saying, and I tend to agree with you. I definitely think they're more of a playoff team now than not, as of now. I'm not saying 95, 96 wins, but yeah, I think they'll get in. But we're not talking about Yankee strengths anymore. We're talking about the weakness of the American League. Shouldn't that be a bit of a warning sign?
Absolutely. We talked about this last week. If things go sideways, this could end up, I think this could be a bad team. Just don't like the roster construction. With all that, though, I still feel like, I mean, it takes a lot to not make the playoffs, BT. Yep. I would be stunned if the Yankees weren't a playoff team. All right, we'll continue with the calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. Before we get calls about a BT, I'm actually shocked that we didn't in that first segment right there. Let's nip it in the bud because you know what's happening. I already got text about it. Cole down, heel down. Who do you think the fans are going to be calling for the Yankees to go out there and go get?
Oh, Bauer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. Like, can we all?
Yep.
I don't even want to entertain the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening.
Unless you can
still pitch. I'm not saying. I'm not saying. But last year would have been the time to do that.
Like, I agree.
The ship has sailed.
Yep.
There's no point of even wasting your breath and energy calling us to talk about Trevor Bauer.
Not happening.
It's not going to happen. The Yankees got to figure it out in different ways here. So forget about that thought. I know you're thinking it. It's okay, but it's just not going to happen. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Sean is calling from Orlando, Florida. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Good morning, man. Hope everything's going well.
Well, good, buddy. What's happening?
Yeah, it's not Bauer, man. It's going to be around the trade deadline, but he will be available. And the Yankees will have to do whatever it takes to go after Alcantara from the Marlins.
Yeah.
He's a game changer.
Yep.
I was at his first spring start coming from the Tommy John he had the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He was clocking 100 miles an hour, like, with ease. And the Marlins are supposedly going to put him on, like, an innings limit in the beginning of the season. I think they're doing that to showcase him.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's fresh for the trade deadline. Because he'll probably be a haul to him.
Yeah, it's going to be, listen, and thanks for the call there, Sean. It's going to really depend on where the Yankees are. And you know, I almost don't want to even push it that far down the road. That's just, oh, God. I'm not saying that's not a name that couldn't happen, but, as you know, he brought up innings limits, as they will self-impose some limits on Alcantara. Yeah, I just thought about this. So when Stroman was a bullpen guy, before everybody started dropping like flies here, it wasn't a big deal. But again, if he goes over 140 innings, then next year kicks in for $18 million, which is fine when he's your sixth starter and it's February 9th. Okay, well, you don't have Luis Gil. You don't have Gerrit Cole probably for the whole year. Marcus Stroman's going to have to pitch every fifth day if he stays healthy, which he always does. You know, he's definitely a gamer. What are you going to just have him, just pull him? So he's going to pitch more than 140.
They may not have next year. Right, they may not have the option now. You don't have the luxury. Now, there's always a way if you go out there and pitch him and he's pitching well, maybe you move him because you want to get out from under that.
Yeah.
By the way, BT, that's another like questionable, if not just bad, contract in Marcus Stroman, which you said at the time. So I don't know about Alcantara because he's going to be, again, he's going to be 30.
Boy, is he going to be 30 already?
He's going to be 30. God. He'll be 30 in September. Wow. I believe there's a team option for 2027.
Okay.
So one part of it is saying he could be a free agent in 2027, but there's a team option there. So maybe have him under control for a couple of years. I mean, a guy pitched to a 4 ERA last year, over a 4 ERA. And you're doing the same thing. Like, this, if anything, to me, would give the Yankees a chance to say, okay, it hasn't worked this way.
Mm.
Let's change. Now, they're already in deep with Rodon and Fried. I would not be going after high-end big pitching. I'd look for, you know, proven veterans, solid arms that you can maximize their abilities, but I'm looking for value if I'm the Yanks. I'm also not giving up boatloads to go get these guys, even Dylan Cease in that case, BT, because I don't know what they have.
I hear you.
And they just gave up a boatload to get Soto, and now Soto's gone. Like, do the Yankees even have what it would take to get Dylan Cease?
I don't know, only because the prospect evaluation is so subjective, but I mean, Probably not. I mean, they've been a little bit depleted right there, and we keep looking at like their top level prospects. Forget about Lombard; he seems to be like he's going to be awesome, but he's young. He's nowhere near ready. But the other kids, we've already seen a lot of their top younger players trying to make the team, or fringe players, or already on the team. Listen, the bottom line is this: out, we're getting answers this year. We're getting answers to a lot of questions. Now, this will either work out and be, as we look at this Yankee season down the road in the rearview mirror, as a bridge to a very, very fruitful future, if all the variables, or if some of the variables hit. And if they don't, then it's disaster time. Like I one thing I am prepared to say, I don't think I'm expecting a whole lot of middle ground this year. I've obviously lowered what I think the Yankees will be in the regular season. You have to make that adjustment. I clearly, if you haven't, that's fine, but I have. I don't think they will be like 87, 88. I think they'll still either be really good, like strong good, or it goes up in flames. I don't think there's much in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure yet what to think, because I told you when we're having this conversation, I don't like the roster construction. So I look at it and say, man, this could be a bad team. But I'm also, a part of me is brainwashed, and not even just brainwashed by like something that's unrealistic. The Yankees every year, even in bad seasons where I'm like, man, they should have fired the GM or the manager, they make the wild card, or they win even in about 82 games. Like, wow, whoa, oh my God, everybody gets hurt.
Yeah.
The Yankees look terrible, they win 82 games. So it's hard for me to really see a Yankee team underachieving to that extent, even if guys do get hurt. Plus with the expanded postseason.
Well, I know, and I think a lot of people kind of gravitate to that mindset. I certainly understand why. When you're force-fed winning season after winning season, it's not like we're making this up. For some reason, I'm able to divorce my, I can't do it with the Jets the other way, but I do it with the Yankees, and I do divorce myself with that. Like, I don't get, even though I love it and I appreciate it and I know it, I don't wrap the aura and the past with the now, with this Yankees team. I just don't. I've never, that's one with the Yankees, I don't do that. And Sal, yeah, I'm sure there's a few other seasons like back in the day, but I can't remember, and I'm talking this century.
Right.
And going probably before the dynasty start in 96, I can't remember a Yankee team with this amount of questions going into a season.
Understood.
I really can't.
Understood, but I'm sure that there were others that did have some question marks. I mean,
but you have questions and injuries.
I get it, but still, we've seen plenty of Yankee teams that have dealt with injuries since 1995. The Yankees have missed the postseason, what, five times? One, two,
sounds
three,
about right.
Four. Five times since 1995. That's 30 years. Like,
it's been a fun run.
Right.
It means nothing this year.
Now, a lot of those times, you know, wild card, not a lot, but plenty of those times. It wasn't just like they're making the postseason and going to the World Series.
Like Dallas Keuchel pitched well against them. Garrett Cole got rocked by the Red Sox. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Losing in the division series. But the point is just making the playoffs. So if you've only missed the playoffs for five times in 30 years, and the playoffs have expanded, and the American League doesn't look to be strong, certainly not as strong as the National League, at least on paper going in. Even with the injuries that they've had here, I still can't imagine them not making the postseason. I mean, we said it a couple years ago, even that was an awful year for them by their standards, missing the playoffs. They won 82 games. Like, how bad do you think it's going to be? The years that they did miss the playoffs, 84 wins, 85 wins, 89 wins. Like, now, does that mean anything as far as it pertains to this year? No, you're right. But I think you have to give the Yankees the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I do, as an organization. I respect greatly what the Yankees put out there every year. Yeah, I mean, when you get to that next level and layer of analysis, sure, there's things that bother Yankee fans that Cashman does, that Boone does, that, you know, Hal. It's certainly not a perfect organization, but I don't know any organization that truly is perfect. But the Yankees provide a lot of great moments and memories and wins for their teams. I'm able to separate that. Like, right now, this is 2025, and while they have had those five lean years and not many by, you know, that's good. That's a great 35-year run. I get it. But this team has more questions than those teams, and more injuries, too. I mean, there's a lot going on, dude. There is more. Like, I asked, if you just tuned in, I said, Sal, give me the constants right now. Give me the variables that you know are going to pop. And we both said Judge. I said Devin Williams, although there
is bullpen.
And he's bullpen. And what was the third one? Yeah, I said Jazz. I said Jazz. I think you agreed.
Yeah.
The other ones, I mean, they're not that it can't go favorably. I'm sure some will. But they're up for intense scrutiny and debate. There are so many questions.
Well, we had this exact conversation many times over the course of the last couple of weeks. And the other thing that we asked was, I asked ask you flat out. Do you think that this is a World Series winning team? This is before.
And what did I say?
Cole injury.
And what did I say?
No.
I said no.
Right. So if you didn't think that before, you're certainly not going to think that after they lose Gerrit Cole. I didn't necessarily feel that either, which is why this, the Cole injury in itself, does not light the Yankees season up on in flames. I thought that maybe last year, BT, that would have been more the case,
mm-hmm.
where they lose Gerrit Cole, and yet they overcame it, and they were playing their best ball in the beginning of last year without Gerrit Cole, with the emergence of guys like Luis Gil, Clark Schmidt, whatever, all that we went over. We saw last year, Stroman was very good for him a year ago, Rodon was serviceable, and then the bats with Judge and Soto. This year, I don't think it's going to be a difference maker because I feel like they made the proper moves to kind of have insurance for him with Fried, but it's everything else now. We're a team that was, they lacked depth coming in, and their greatest strength was the rotation has already taken two major hits.
Massive hits.
One thing, if they lost Rodon, you'd be like, all right, well, whatever, they can replay. They lost Heal and Cole, two of their best, and Fried is the third who's unknown in New York.
I would say that they're two of the 12 best pitchers in baseball. Right around there, maybe Heal, maybe 13. Huh. Garrett, when he's right, top three, top four. I mean, so you make the average of about eight or so. I mean, that's a lot of pitches that you lost.
One won the Cy Young 2 years ago. One won the Rookie of the Year a year ago. You do the math. BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. We'll have a special treat. Seth freaking Rollins will join us in studio coming up at 11 o'clock ahead of the Monday Night Raw at the Garden tonight. Also, Seth, the big football fan, is a lot, BT, to get into with the NFL stuff, the trades and moves and speculation that has already begun. And then at 12 o'clock today, we'll be on the air together for it. The legal tampering period begins. We got a ton to get to there. 888-808-1019.
Let's go, Jets and Giants. Throw that money around. We need it here.
On the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll have super NFL fan Seth freaking Rollins ahead of his steel cage match tonight at the Garden with the CM Punk at the world's most famous arena. We'll have him in about 13 minutes or so. We'll talk some NFL with him, BT. I can't wait to have this conversation because a lot of fascinating stuff has been coming out, all the moves that are being made, the speculation. So we'll have that conversation in just a little bit. You know, the other thing about the pitching is we'll continue the conversation with the Yankees. It's not just that you're investing in an unknown, right? With Gerrit Cole, with Fried, whoever it may be, with the way the game has evolved and all that stuff, the starting pitchers and the wear and tear, the amount that it costs, the injuries, but also the minimalization of a true ace, whereas the best guys don't go 8 or 9 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're going 6 or 7 anyway.
Yeah.
Every 5 days, like if you just do the math and smarten up to it. Now, I hate this idea because I value the ace pitcher more than anybody. I certainly used to. I've used the example before. I once said I would never trade Matt Harvey straight up for Mike Trout. Like, that was me on the air saying that. So it just shows you how much I believe in the true ace. But I don't think you can even argue the other way now, where these guys take them out every 5th or 6th day. They're going 5 or 6 innings generally. Like, why pay $40, $50 million a year for them?
Well, that's why Gerrit Cole is special. He's one of those guys who wasn't going 5 or 6. But, you know, here we are at the age of whatever he is, 33, 34, and he's got a lot of miles and probably stared at Tommy John and see you next year. You know,
sorry, BT. And then next year probably compromised to a certain extent.
I would imagine so. Probably, yeah. I mean, depending upon usually. Like, you would think that, let's just say that they confirm it and it is Tommy John and he gets the news today. It's not like you have surgery tomorrow. I never understood that. I mean, I do to an extent. It's largely about letting the inflammation going down so they can see exactly what they're doing. But, like, it's not like he's going to have it next week. Sometimes it's 5-6 weeks out for the reason that I just said. So that could impact next year.
And he will be 35 in September.
35. So, you know, not only, though, back to the point about the contracts and the reliance on the few remaining aces out there, you know, even if guys stay healthy, and like Gerrit Cole up until last year and now this year, taking the ball every 5 years, making 33, 34 starts, sub-3 ERA, 200-plus strikeouts, the whip is low ones, whatever. Just an absolute beast, right? Top three Cy Young every year, future Hall of Famer. You can still, even if that player is healthy, the pitcher makes all those starts, you can still make the case, I think, that a position player getting 4 at-bats every night, playing 6 times a week, or 6.5, 7, whatever it is, depending upon the one-off day, and especially if they're a good defensive player, like either behind the plate, center fielder, and shortstop, then you can make the case that even if the ace is healthy, that player is still worth more.
Right, it's actually simple math. I don't know. At my core, I'd rather have the better pitcher and the better pitching team, especially in the postseason. But I don't know how you could argue it that way anymore with the way the sport has evolved and what we've seen. It's certainly not the better value. What wins out in the end? I mean, we've seen teams slug their way to World Series championship repeatedly.
Yeah, especially when so many of these bullpens are built with multiple high-leverage arms where you got, even if you've got a horse out there on the mound, that manager just can't wait to hit that button. All right, here's my sixth inning guy. Here's my seventh inning guy. And it's not like they're going the, you know, 7 2/3, 8 1/3 like they used to back in the day. It's totally different.
Will is on Long Island. What's up, Will?
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. I listen to you guys all the time. You guys were talking earlier about Cole's opt-out, and I think it's 100% accurate that the Yankees knew something was up. But all these spring injuries, they don't just pop up in spring. They go back to, like, the end of the previous year. So this puts Cole at the end of 23 because he had the issue last year, and he was pitching at a Cy Young season. So maybe he went all out in a lost year to lock up a milestone, and now look where we are. But now this makes the Fried signing interesting. Like, the Yankees had to have known that they wanted to sign Max Fried because something was up with Gerrit Cole. And it was just shocking that after they lose Soto, they don't pivot to a bat right away. They go right to a pitcher. So maybe this was known all along that Cole needed Tommy John surgery, but and it was just, you know, hope your fingers, hope it heals over time.
But, well, hold on. Listen, you're taking a massive leap of faith. I mean, you don't go on the mound as he did in the last couple of days, an average 95.7 miles per hour on a four-seam fastball with a torn ligament. Now, it might be on the precipice of fully tearing, but no, think about what Will's saying, and I hear you. I'm sure that in the back of his mind, he surmised and feared that something could go wrong because, you know, he was compromised a year ago. But no, he didn't know that he was hurt because otherwise you can't throw a baseball quite that hard, that regularly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that he knew he was hurt. I think last year we all knew that something was up, obviously, when he missed the first half of the year and then the way he performed for the most part in the second half. And then coming into this offseason, I just think there was an unknown. And I do believe that a part of why the Yankees went and got Fried was as to have some insurance in case this did happen. But Will made me think of something interesting, BT.
Yeah.
Would you rather, knowing what we know now with the injuries, Stanton, heel, Cole specifically, would you have rather have had Soto back or the way that the Yankees are currently structured?
Let me see. Probably Soto.
Because think about it. If you have Soto, that means no Bellinger, no Fried, certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they still get Devin Williams. I think the Yankees would have made some other moves, potentially Goldschmidt. Yeah. But the main ones would be you'd basically rather, right now, instead of having Bellinger and Fried, you'd have Soto.
Yeah, and if it was Soto still here, really the...
Who's pitching?
Well, yes, but the direction of the and the trajectory of the season offensively would still be depending upon the young guys that we're talking about without Soto.
Right.
So, like, even if Soto was here, the Volpes, the Wells, the Dominguezes, center field's a different, you know, you're going to put Judge in center field, and he's not that good out there, and he's getting older. You know, it's not perfect. And listen, I would have preferred that Soto stayed. I think 15 years is nuts, but specific to this year, based on what's happened, then you're probably better off trying to slug your way to it. And if you have Soto, you're in a better position to do that. But
I think,
it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the excitement and that powerful combination of Soto-Judge would make me maybe feel a little bit better. But I think the Yankees are in a better position now to withstand all that has happened than they would have been had they had Soto. Because remember, now again, we don't know exactly the other moves that they would have made, but if they got Soto, that was pretty much it. We do know definitively it would not have been Bellinger and Fried, or at least we could assume that that would have not been the case. And if you look at their rotation, like, all right, you lose Gerrit Cole, fine, but you still have an ace in Fried, theoretically. You still have Rodon, who should be a number two. Those guys just need to do their job. If you didn't have Fried here, right now your ace would be Carlos Rodon. That would be a problem.
Yeah, you'd with Hill being hurt, too.
I'd rather have Fried and Bellinger right now to withstand all that they did than just Soto without another starter in that rotation.
I mean, it's if you get the kind of year from Bellinger that you hope you get, the answer is yeah. If he goes through, I mean...
Dude, imagine their rotation right now. Right now, it's Fried.
I know. God almighty, it would be absolutely putrid. It would be really bad.
Now, maybe they would have signed a less-than-arm to lengthen it out
Maybe make a trade at that point. Maybe they just would have hit the emergency market and tapped in and tried to get Dylan Cease. No, there are some... Yank's got some issues here. It's going to be... Every night's going to be a battle. And I think, you know, listen, nobody's... preordained to just show up and win divisional titles. I mean, it's not easy to be good every year, and this is probably going to be the biggest challenge they've had in a long time.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back. Seth freaking Rollins in studio. We'll talk some NFL with Seth and his cage match tonight at the world's most famous arena.